Creamy. Crunchy.
Food court. Food court with Richard Blaze. Argue in the food court. Food court with Richard Blaze.
Welcome to Food Court, a production of iHeartRadio. This is Food Court with Richard Blaze. And listen, I've been a chef and a judge all over TV, and now I'm here judging your food opinions. Can you believe it? Can you believe the trajectory has led to this point? And joining us in the court today, we have a big-time animal rescue advocate who was lucky enough to be the real-life son of a famous TV mom. Welcome to the show. It's Manolo Gonzalez-Vergara.
Thank you for having me, Richard.
Oh, my gosh.
Also, congratulations on getting paid to judge things for a living. That's spectacular.
Thank you for saying that, because I think a lot of, you know what, Manolo, a lot of people ask, they're like, you know, I, you know, came up competing on reality shows, and now I'm judging, you know, co-hosting and just like learning different things. But people always ask me, is it harder to compete or to judge? And I feel like, you know how there's like no dumb questions, but there kind of is. Like, it's so much easier to judge and host and get paid for it.
I do it for free, so mazel tov to you.
Same. I've done it for free a long time. The fact that I'm getting paid to judge, yes, it is nice. It is nice to be able to eat food and get paid for it. And going up against Manolo, we have a TV host and personality for People Magazine who also happens to be his cousin. It's Sandra Vergara.
Hey! Also a foodie, Richard.
Also a serious foodie now, so I'm going to have to ask. You know each other, obviously.
My whole life?
Yeah, your whole lives. You've spent time together at many, there's been food around lots, right? Safe to say?
The only reason she comes around is for when there's food around.
Oh, yes, there we go.
He's an amazing cook.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It's crazy.
Okay.
He's better than a Colombian grandmother. I never had a grandmother, but like, that's my idea of what it would be like if I did.
Which, by the way, is like the ultimate compliment that any cook can get. If you're like, oh, you cook like my grandmother or a grandmother, that is like the biggest compliment.
I do many things like grandmother, so I take that.
Well, I wouldn't know that, but yeah, okay.
So I like this. Is there, I feel like, are you sort of like, not to use another bad food pun, but are you buttering him up? Like, you're like getting him ready for the debate here by telling him he's a really good cook?
Not at all. No, that's just the truth.
Oh, I love it. So what is Manolo cook that is like, can't be missed? Like, if I'm coming over, not that you would need, you don't need to impress me, but like, what does he make that's just like next level?
I mean, the guy makes a whole Thanksgiving turkey dinner for like 32 people every year.
Oh my gosh.
I started cooking Thanksgiving when I was 15.
Oh, that's amazing.
And he loved Julia Child. And so his first dish, you know what his first dish was? Beef bourguignon.
Yes.
He went all out. He didn't start with like the easy stuff. He was just...
No, but I think my best dish is arroz con coco, which is coconut rice. That in Colombian coconut rice that in theory I learned from my grandmother. But I tried getting her recipe and that was impossible. So I Googled it. And the one I use now is much simpler than her version, which takes like 3 hours. Mine takes 20 minutes.
Is it as good? Which I know is like almost blasphemy, right?
No, it's pretty good.
I think it's pretty good.
Like I said, grandma starch. He's grandma.
So what does the recipe consist of? Because I'm curious.
It's just rice, a brown sugar.
Okay.
Coconut fat with no guar gum.
Oh, okay. All right.
And salt.
So it's coconut rice?
Yeah.
And it's like next level. So delicious.
Does my mom...
Does she have guar gum
in her rice?
I don't know what she does, but it takes her 3 hours. She has to smoke 4 packs of cigarettes. She does 4
she
prayers.
Smoke.
I don't know what she does.
She hasn't smoked in 10 years.
Nobody is more stressed than my grandmother when she has to make this rice. That takes me 20 minutes. I don't know.
Right. Oh, I love. Well, I feel like that's the next, like, that's a food competition in and of itself. And the fact that you've made it in less time, that's that. Have you competed on any of these, like, celebrity reality shows?
No, I have not.
Why not? Yeah, why not?
Nobody's asking.
You got a 20-minute to die for recipe.
Nobody's asking.
No, and he also multitasks. Like, he's watching a movie, and then he has things in the oven. You don't know when the food's coming, but then all of a sudden, he brings out, like, the Dutch ovens, and it's a whole feast.
I like, well, listen, now, as a chef, I'm the same way. Like, all of a sudden, many dishes appear. So I want to unpack a couple things. So Thanksgiving dinner. No one's like, you're doing all of the cooking, or other family members designated dishes.
Now that I'm old,
he's doing most of it.
I do most of it, but now I do delegate a little, just because I don't have the capacity to the mental.
It's a big thing, especially 32 people.
Yeah,
like,
it's
I'm
a
cooking
lot.
Thanksgiving for eight.
So nowadays, I just make the turkey, which takes 2 days because you have to brine it, and I do the stuffing, and then I do the sweet potato casserole.
Okay, so you're doing all
which are like my biggest hits.
So you're doing, I was going to say, you're doing the hits.
Yes. You know, now somebody brings the another casserole, a salad, or whatever other mashed potatoes, whatever they want.
And who's handling the desserts?
That's my mother's job.
Wow,
the only thing she provides, obviously she buys them all, but.
everyone loves desserts, right?
Yeah, but also my sweet potato casserole is sweet enough where it is kind of like dessert-esque, so there's all the pies.
I was going to say, this is a personal problem I have with sweet potato dishes.
I mean, it's just marshmallow, to be honest.
I'm ranting here, but like, they're already sweet. They're sweet potatoes. Yeah. They don't need maple syrup and marshmallows and candied pecans. I hope all three of those things aren't in your recipe.
Well, mine has brown sugar, egg,
yes,
butter, marshmallow. I can't even eat this, but I make it for. I lead others to a treasure that I myself cannot possess.
Mm.
You know, so I actually have no idea what it tastes like, but it smells like vanilla, which I put in the thing.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Also, you're such a good chef, admittedly, right?
Yeah.
That like you don't even have to taste it, which is a skill, but like a super skill.
It's maybe because I don't taste as I go along. So like I'll cook something and I won't taste anything until the end. So it's usually either good or like horrendous. So far, nothing has been horrendous yet. But I don't think that's a very good
I think you're a genius. I don't know. Like that's
or
really
careless.
Tough. And some geniuses are careless. So that works.
Uh-huh.
Julia Child. This is true. Like you had mentioned Julia Child, Sandra. So like you watched a lot of Julia growing up or...
Maybe he watched Meryl Streep when the movie came out.
Well, no. So when I was around 6 or 7, I really got into the Food Network, and I started with Emeril.
Oh, yes.
And Alton Brown, Good Eats.
Mm-hmm. Emeril.
Classics.
Those were my shows because I was a fat child.
And same.
I was fatty, too.
We were sharing so many things.
And then once Julie and Juliet came out, I did kind of dive into Julia Child, and I got the book, and I started doing some of the recipes and all that kind of stuff.
Have you seen the latest documentary? On Julia.
The documentary, no, but I saw the latest one on HBO Max, the series.
Oh, there's a series?
Oh,
there's also an incredible documentary that just really like follows her whole rise.
She had a wild life, even without the cooking situation.
Wow. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, she didn't start cooking until she was like in her 40s or 50s.
She was older, like second career for
sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's really, really incredible documentary. And you had mentioned the beef bourguignon, and like her first dish, not to... Spoiler alert, if you're going to watch or if you're going to read the Julia Child Wikipedia or watch the documentary, like she talks about her first demonstration that she did on a TV show, which is like PBS, and it was a show that reviewed books. And she was like, I don't want to just review my book. I'm going to make an omelet.
Yeah.
It's in the show.
Yeah, it's in the show.
It's in the show.
It's in the show.
It's in. Okay. All right. Fair enough. But like, and I was like, oh my God, we all, for so many reasons, stand on her shoulders for being the first chef that was like, oh, I'm going to entertain you and cook this dish and teach you.
It seems such like a duh thing, but no, she was the first.
Incredible.
She's a pioneer.
And I met her once in person, which I just, So I was working at a restaurant, Danielle, in New York, and I just happened to run up the stairs, and it was a two-floor kitchen, and it was when I was a young prep cook, and I'm running up the stairs, and she's very tall, like very, like just strong figure, and she's at the top of the stairs, so imagine, like, she's tall already, she's taller than me, and now she's at the top of the stairs, and I'm running up as, like, a young cook who's, like, so scared that I'm going to get fired for whatever was going on in that moment. I'm like, oh my gosh, Julia Child, and it was just literally, like, you know, you're meeting an icon, which is incredible. Anyway, okay, that's my personal story about Julia Child. Manolo, I'm going to ask you, what does Sandra cook really well? What's her cooking like?
Have you ever cooked?
Oh, yeah.
Is she...
Pan de bonos?
For me?
Pan de bonos. Yeah, you can't have the...
This is
specific Colombian cheese bread, and I make a to-die-for banana, gluten-free banana bread. But here's the thing, I'm a cheat because I use a Thermomix.
Well, what's cheating about that?
Well, it kind of mixes and blends and like adds everything into it just whisks it in a way that my hands wouldn't.
Like the Pee Wee Herman machine that does this.
Yeah, it's like it's like an Apple computer for the kitchen. It's the Thermomix. Oh. It's huge in Europe.
Yeah, no, it is. I worked in Spain for a little while where we would use and it is a machine that people don't know because it also, if I remember, it also heats, right?
Oh, it does everything.
Yeah.
Sous vide.
So for someone who doesn't know what this is, it's basically like a food processor that also heats so that you can like emulsify sauces, you can do
grind,
so make hollandaise in it, heat the eggs like while you're cooking it,
yeah,
all of these things. And for some reason, they still have not crossed over into the U.S. really.
Well, yes. Well, but
until now, this is the big moment where you're bringing it in. I think you're going to be the spokesperson, and we're just going to have to make this happen. So a real-life family feud going down in the food court today. The last time this happened, the family was my own. That's true. Thank you for the throwback. Where my kids came on to argue chocolate versus vanilla ice cream.
Vanilla.
And it's the only episode. Vanilla did end up winning out. I did have to recuse myself from the verdict because I could not choose between one of my kids. We let the audience
pick it. And the Sophie's choice.
Had to do it. Now, listen, I love the case you brought to the court today because tacos are a perfect food. But before we get into it, we have to know just a little bit more about both of you. Manolo, tell us about yourself, what you ate growing up, foods of your childhood, what you're into now.
You know, growing up, I was always the weird kid who never had any, like, I was not a picky eater at all. I would eat whatever you put in front of me. You know, maybe it's one of those, like, childhood, you have to eat everything off the plate before before you're able to leave. So now I physically
the
cannot.
Clean plate club?
Yeah. I still do that. I have to eat everything on the plate. But I've loved everything, to be honest. And I've never really been like a sweets kind of person, which is strange because my mother is like all about sweets and cakes. I'm more of like a salty. So like my weakness is French fries. A steak and French fries or like a burger is like, that's it. I don't care about pizza. I'm allergic to dairy and eggs. So right off the bat, like, I don't do cheese, I don't really do pizza, and I don't really like substitutions. So like, well, I have a vegan pizza, but I'm not interested. I don't, you know, I don't.
I know what pizza tastes like, but I can't have it.
Yeah, it's like, it's a
bread. Do you remember what pizza tasted like?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not that old, number one. And two,
no, like, I know, but when did you realize that you were allergic to cheese?
I was told this harrowing news when I was like 20 years old.
And so late.
Yeah. And I've had vegan pizzas and I've had vegan stuff, you know, substitutions before. It's just not exciting for me because, like, listen, pizza is bread with cheese on top. Like, all right. You know, I'm more of a, give me a steak. Give me a potato. Give me something crispy, crunchy.
On both ends here. One, steak free, French fries, absolute kryptonite for me. Protein and veg, I guess is a potato, a vegetable. I don't know. It's a tuber. But vegan cheese, give it a try.
No,
I love the vegan cheese.
No,
you're not, Sandra?
Every time that somebody names drop that cashew cheese, I just...
Oh, we just talked about
cringe.
It.
Cringe. I don't know what is it. It's the fact that it's a nut. That I'm eating nut, and I love oat milk and almond milk, but when it comes to cheese, there's something that doesn't register in my mind.
I have a conspiracy theory that it's a PR campaign it's a conspiracy theory that just like the PR agent of cashews is
so
just like to get popular again. Like, yeah, you're cheese now. Like, go ahead, like, just reinvent yourself. You can be like cauliflower. Cauliflower's the same way.
So why do we have to call it cheese? Why don't just call it like
cashew spread? Yes, Manolo.
This is my point. Like, why do we have to make the substitution? Like, this isn't.
That's the problem I have.
It's just
like
a solid sauce.
So that, you know, yes. I like to call a spade a spade. I don't like to call something that is not
I agree. Do we have to call it like the whole with the hamburgers? Just grind up some rice and beans and call it a veggie burger. Why does it have to taste like meat? Why does it have to be a substitute for something?
Just like mock chicken, like, or tofurkey.
Mock chicken.
Yeah. They call mock chicken, like, vegan restaurants call it, like
tofu?
Even with the cheese, though, there is that part where it's like, well, I didn't know what a chicken nugget was anyway, so if you're just going to tell it's a bunch of blended vegetables, I'm okay with it. You know where there's not a substitution? You cannot substitute for Sandra on the red carpet. You were on the red carpet all the time. No substitutions there. And like, so here's my question, because I'm very, very rare that I've been on the red carpet. I've been in one or two and was too afraid to like even snack. But do you find people on red carpets snacking?
I was the snacker.
Oh my gosh.
And I made sure my producers or whoever was field producing brought me snacks.
Yes.
Any snack. Once she forgot, I had to ask a cameraman for a bag of nuts because I was so hungry. Like, I don't know what it is about the red carpets that it's like, it's because I think it's like there's a period of waiting and then like just, you know, it's just a very snacky.
Yeah, it's anticipation. I get it.
Yeah.
I love it. And plus, people probably don't know how long you're out there for a long time.
It could be hours. It could be 3 hours. It could be an hour. But it's like 2 to 4 hours.
Because you're getting set up. You got to get good position, right? I mean, you're talented.
Talent gets
you
a little
bit. You just get strolled out there a little bit. You know,
Hopefully
you got a cooler somewhere, and you're like, you know, okay.
But
we're ready
because
to go.
Of COVID, like, things took more time. Meaning, like, you had to be there earlier. You had to get position earlier and go through the million tests. So, yeah.
We still are, right? So what is your go-to one or two snacks then when you're on the red carpet?
I go boring because it's like something that will give me a kick really fast, and that's the it's called boo-boos.
Oh.
Bobos.
Okay.
They're like this like oatmeal granola bar thingy.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
And they're delicious and they're super rich. They're really like they're fulfilling.
So it fills you up. A little, I'm assuming there's sugar in there.
Have you had like the Larry and Lenny's or Lenny and Larry's like the protein cookies?
No, I have not.
They're spectacular.
Well, I will.
I mean, it's like eating a sofa. Like, I feel heavy for hours, but it's so worth it.
I'll eat a sofa at the red carpet.
Like,
yeah.
They're like 16 grams of protein. It's like this chocolate chip situation. They're
What's
huge.
What is it? Larry?
Larry and Lenny's. Lenny and Larry, something like
that's
that.
A
they're
great name.
They're so good. Yeah. And gives it's me like, heartburn
it's,
afterwards.
It's like you could. It's sort of survivalist food. You could have one cookie for the day. It's 900
calories. A normal
calories,
person
I don't know.
Would, yes, but it's 700 calories.
Are they 700 calories?
Oh, well, I would hit half of that and then save the other half
for
later.
I do the whole thing, and then I have a bag of trail mix. That's another 1,200 calories.
Yeah, trail mix wouldn't fly in a red carpet because there's too much dust. Like, you have to pick a snack that it's like residue.
Yeah, well, you can't
clean.
Get wardrobe messed up, right?
Right.
That's a big thing.
Or crumbs in the face, which I normally get.
You're not eating like Cheetos then?
No. No,
Doritos.
Well, there's so many things that go into it, right? Like when you're in front of the camera, it's like for me too. It's like I don't want something could be in my teeth. I don't want to get residue on my clothes. I'm the person who when I'm on set too, like they just know that I'm a mess. So they're like, anytime like you're like, oh, you got to take off wardrobe.
I cannot eat without spilling.
Yeah, it's like,
even,
no.
I can't drink anything without getting on my shirt, even if it's like from a straw in a coffee cup, three. Blocks away, it still ends up.
I feel like that's a genetic thing. Is that run through the family?
Yes.
Okay, I was going to say because it's the same way in our house. Every generations of people who are spilling milk all over their shirts. Okay, listen, Manolo, you brought a serious case to the food court today in one sentence or so.
Well, we're talking about tacos today. You know, pros and cons of soft shell versus hard shell.
And you are a fan of?
I am a fan of the soft shell, my friend.
A fan of soft shell
tacos.
Manolo
yep.
for soft shell tacos. Sandra, that means I guess that you are going to be arguing for crispy.
Okay, I can do that.
All right, crispy.
Like I can do
the
that.
The Doritos shell from
I'm
Taco
not,
Bell?
No. See, the Dorito hardness of the Dorito Taco Bell taco, like that's something that I just think is just too much crunch.
Okay, so we're talking like bare, like pan-seared crispy tacos.
Yes, okay. Crispy.
Not
crisp.
Your... Buy them off the shelf and they're like the
right.
Doritos taco shell.
Crispy.
Which, by the way, I've never had a Doritos taco shell, but I so want one. I really want one. Is that just like...
It's an explosion of flavor.
It's just the fat 12-year-old inside of me.
I can't have Doritos, so...
I mean, it's to me, it's again, creatively,
Can
it's
I just
genius.
Say something, though?
Please.
I had this observation when I was 10 years old. One day, because like when I was 10, I used to ask my mom to take me to Taco Bell whenever I visited her here in the States. And it was like my thing. And then I realized everything... At Taco Bell, tastes the same. It just looks different.
It's the same ingredients. It's the same four things.
But like a gordita.
Presented slightly differently.
Exactly, but it's exactly the same. They just change shape. It's like shape-shifting with the same. It's Transformers, but with the same flavor.
It's the brilliance of the business concept. It's the brilliance of it. There's five ingredients, and we've created 39 things with these five ingredients. And most of the difference
like
is
boy
just...
Bands.
And most of the difference is just it's soft or crispy.
I haven't tasted that many boy band members, but okay.
We're into a different episode right now, but we could hash this out
back
if you'd
to
like.
Tacos.
All right, so there it is. Back in the day, season one of this podcast, we had a great corn versus flour tortilla debate. Mm. So how do you feel about that one? Flour versus corn tortilla. Is it even a debate, Manolo?
I mean, I think flour is better, but corn is okay.
Okay.
But I think the taste of a flour tortilla is so much more...
Bland?
There it is.
No,
there
it is. It's so much more satisfying to bite into a flour tortilla than like a corn tortilla. Just like a smoother, softer...
Blander. Yes, because I guess the tortilla to you should be like the buffer. Kind of like the sheet.
Like a duvet. Yes.
And then inside,
it's the vehicle that carries the flavor. But, Sandra, I would agree, corn tortillas probably more flavorful than flour tortillas.
Yes.
Yes.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Agree to disagree. I forget actually how I judged
that. There are some corn tortillas that are a little reminiscent of the smell of a zoo. I don't know if that makes any sense to you guys. Yeah. A little manure-y. Yeah.
Yes, it's I know what you're saying. It's when you turn lye into tacos. What is the TX? Like, but no, I know what you're saying, right? It's the chemical process of creating corn tortillas.
No, there was a Mexican place on Robertson that everything
you're gonna have to cut my pronunciation.
Everything
off
there was like biting, like eating like the Bronx Zoo. If they, like
how
in
to make masa.
Really?
Yeah, I think they closed actually.
But I get it. I like how you also though like you've. Like the, just the nostalgia, like
the nostalgia
tastes like
manure?
A zoo. No, yeah. But like something that reminds, like it's not, it's a flavor that's to you makes a lot of sense. It makes sense to me as well. We all have these sort of things.
Oh yeah, like sometimes flour tortillas taste like cardboard.
Exactly. Right.
That is great.
And it doesn't mean you've had cardboard before.
No.
Right. I've had cardboard.
Yes. Nixtamalized corn tortillas. Nixtamalized corn tortillas. So it's the process of taking
nixtamalized
hominy. And treating it with lye, which is how you make traditional masa dough or corn tortillas, which has this flavor that you're talking about, which you describe as zoo-like. Which is true. I get it, though. Funky. Funky's another way to say it.
Manolo, I have a question. So what level of softness are we speaking here?
We're going to get into it.
Set the mood.
Yeah. There we go. Listen, we're going to get into it. But before we get into the actual debates, what we like to do on Food Courts is start like every good court does. We are going to have a trivia round.
Of course. They did this at the Depp Heard trial.
I was going to say. I just said that this is how all trials start.
Speaking of manure.
Yes. All right, we're going to start with the trivia. Each of you have some buzzers in front of you. You get to choose which one you want. We're back in studio for the first time in, 2 years at least in this studio. What sound effect will you use to buzz in, Sandra?
There's multiple?
Yeah, well, you can choose whichever one. They make different sounds. All right, like the sproing noise. Manolo? The clown car.
I'm going to go with the clown car.
All right. So we got sproing, broing, broing versus clown car. Okay. So Sandra and Manolo, here we go. We're into trivia. Again, you're playing for who presents first in the big debate. Question one. In America, there's an uneven split between chewy and crispy cookie lovers. The split is 35% to 65%. But which kind of cookie is the 65%, meaning which do Americans prefer?
Oh,
that was close. Crystal, maybe. Manolo.
I'm going to say chewy.
Chewy cookies. That is correct. Ah, Manolo is correct.
That.
Speaking of the 35%, the same poll said 35% of Americans had, had eaten an entire package of cookies in one sitting before. Yeah. Who hasn't been there? Right? Am I right?
I've done that.
Have you done that?
I've done that.
I've knocked down a sleeve of Oreos before.
I've eaten a whole box. Oreos are vegan, by the way. So they're one of the few things that I can just buy like normal people.
Oh.
And they're my I will eat the whole thing. We've gone down the aisles at Target and bought like all the flavors and had like.
Oh, classics.
Yeah, spectacular. I love Oreos.
I love Oreos too. There we
go. And they're crispy. See, nobody.
French fries and Oreos. So now that means Manolo, you're up 1-0. Pew. Sandra, still plenty of time to get back. We got two questions. Question two, according to Thrillist, what is the number one bestseller on the Taco Bell menu? That is going to be Sandra.
Crunchwrap Supreme.
The Crunchwrap Supreme, which, by the way, is a very specific order. And just for your knowledge of Taco Bell, you are correct.
What?
What? That's pure luck.
Actually, you're totally wrong, Sandra. The classic hard shell crunchy taco. Soft tacos actually come in close second, but the fact that you said Crunchwrap Supreme, this is how this court works, Sandra. I am giving you point for that because you were so specific with the menu, and the fact that you know the Taco Bell menu just means a lot.
I've ordered from Taco
Bell. You've never had Taco Bell?
I can't eat most of the stuff on there. So
current events, I don't know when this is going to air, but I just saw something pop up in my stream that said Taco Bell's running out of Mexican pizzas.
Wait a second. What are they running out of? The ingredients? Which is what? Tomato, cheese?
Not even. It's like refried
beans
and cheese.
No, it's the same Crunchwrap Supreme,
right.
So but without a sandwich.
What are they running out of? Is the tortilla a special shape? The round? Okay.
Yeah, an unfolded tortilla.
Well, there's one of these.
It's crunchy, though.
Well, here's the thing with these like fast foods. Like, remember when Popeyes came out with like their like the fried chicken sandwich situation?
Yeah.
And the world lost their minds.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we're out of sandwiches. I'm like, how do you run out of sandwiches? You just bread and a chicken. What are you formulating in labs that you need to like remanufacture and ship out? I don't understand.
It's all marketing. Listen, yeah. I'm also going to give an extra half a point here, Sandra, to you if you'd like here. If you can explain to everyone, what are the ingredients in a Crunchwrap Supreme?
Tortilla, mm-hmm. Tomato, onion, some strange beef, a cheesy sauce, kind of like a nacho sauce.
I think that's the guy right there.
Flour tortilla and both hard shell and soft shell. And
wow.
All right.
Lettuce.
Wait a second.
Wow.
Wait a second. Yeah. That is the ingredient to every Mexican dish ever. So I think that's not fair.
Except that it, you know what?
No, but that but not the Taco Bell signature ground beef with the cheesy nacho. That's yeah. the that's no. Taco Bell's mm.
also,
like
proprietary. I'm the judge here. She knows what's in that. I don't even know what's in a Crunchwrap Supreme, but I know that Sandra does. She's getting an mm-hmm. extra half a point for that.
Woo!
Which means she's up 1.5 well, to 1 point, which means whoever gets this last question correct is going to win the trivia round. By the way, and can we try and get Taco Bell on as a sponsor, I think, for at least this episode? Okay.
I have a chihuahua we can do, you know.
Okay, here we go. By the way, you can't see it, but Manolo is ready to hit that buzzer. Sandra, you are too. Okay, everyone there.
I'm already sandwiching.
This is a true family food feud breaking out right here. Question 3. This is for all the marbles, or at least the marble that's going to get to decide who presents first. This one is Price is Right rules. So the person who gets closest without going over will win. Manolo, you're not the only one passionate about saving animals. So are my kids and my family. So how many pets in my house right now are rescued? Manolo?
I'm going to say 3.
3. Sanchez, you can weigh in here and closest without going over.
I'm going to say 4.
4 is just over. Manolo, you win the round.
How many pets?
There's 4 pets right now. So, and there are 3 rescues, a cat, a dog, and a corn snake named Vanilla.
What's a corn snake?
It's like it's an albino corn snake that's got like red eyes. I'm not a big snake guy, but my youngest is.
Is this big?
It was this big when we got it. Vanilla, the corn snake, getting his first shout out. I don't even know if it's a boy or girl. But Vanilla, yeah?
No. Your children used it as an argument in the vanilla versus chocolate debate.
There we go. The throwback to, yeah, how Vanilla has to be great because we named a pet after it. Okay, there we go, Manolo. That means you win the trivia round. But
fantastic.
Sandra, do not worry. That just means that Manolo gets to decide who presents first. Would you like to present your argument first?
Well, the ladies first.
No, you present your argument first, please.
All right.
Settled like a true family settles it. We don't need to go any further. That was
you
great.
Go.
All right, so Manolo says that Sandra's got to go first. Sandra's like, no, you go. Manolo's going to jump in. He's going to go first. Okay, we're going to get into our serious arguments about crispy versus soft shell tacos. But first, a quick break.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, we are back in the soft versus crispy taco debate. Manolo, you're going to go first, and you get to tell us why you love soft tacos. You're 3 minutes. You get 3 minutes, to let us know why. Use these 3 minutes to not talk negative about crispy tacos. Focus on your opponent later. You'll have 2 minutes of a rebuttal afterwards, and your 3 minutes starts now.
All right. Well, soft. I like it soft. What can I say? Two reasons. Number one, let's start with flavor combinations, and then also just the mechanics of eating the thing. Let's start with the mechanics. So you have the soft, beautiful, round tortilla, like a rolling paper, imagine.
Okay.
You've lined the insides with delicious carne asada or onions, a little cilantro, a spritz of lime, a little radish. I don't know, whatever you put your tacos in, you know, go crazy. Mm. And then you get to wrap it up in this beautiful, soft duvet of a tortilla, like a rolling paper. Like, remember when Tom and Jerry used to roll cigars in their 40s version of the cartoons? Like that, you know? So you can hold it in your hands, and then you can wrap around this beautiful bed of tortilla as tightly or as softly as you want, as loosely as you want. And what you, in essence, you make like a cigar of an explosion of Mexican fiesta flavor, which you can then eat, and you bite into it. And number one, the sheer comfort of biting into a soft tortilla with your front teeth.
Ooh, very, I love it.
You know, it just feels, and then when you're chewing it, you're looking at the taco in your hand, and it's kept its shape. Everything is still round. It's still this cylinder of happiness that you're about to chew and masticate.
great word. Getting dropped on Food Court.
I let him talk, right? I don't jump.
Yeah, you let me talk, lady.
Yeah, you let him talk, right, but you right. I mean, you can jump in, but I'll gavel you down.
No, I don't want to jump in.
And then you have the tortilla in your hand, and you go, oh, you know what? This could use some more lime. So then you can unravel your bed of delicious food once again, spray the lime on it, or lemon, or whatever it is, put a little tapatio, a little cholula, whatever it is, and you wrap it up again. You start over again. It's a brand new experience, but it's kept its shape. Now, when it comes to the flavor of a soft tortilla versus the hard shell tortilla, the soft shell tortilla blends, because of the nature of being soft, it blends in with the rest of the flavors, right? It like smushes in together. A hard shell tortilla doesn't quite have that effect because it is solid. It's hard, so it doesn't blend in with anything. It just, that's the first thing you get, and then it shatters into these giant shards of sharp tortillas that cut your mouth.
Okay, we're heading into the negative negative. Yeah, right. There it is, Manolo.
Lovely.
Dropping lots of science on us right there. The word masticate has not been used on this podcast.
Well, I'm glad I could be the first. I haven't been the first to anybody in a long time.
I mean, the way you said carne asada and radishes really got me to actually taste this. I mean, lots of things there. Compare versus contrast when it comes to texture. Even evoking Tom and Jerry somehow ended up in this presentation, which was amazing. And the soft tortilla really being a vehicle for deliciousness and being forgiving.
Tour the
If you
force.
Make a mistake, you can open it up again, which I thought was a really, really interesting point. Sandra, not to be outdone, you have 3 minutes to let us know why crispy tacos rock. Your time starts now.
All right. But Manolo's description reminded me more of a burrito. Am I right? So the whole wrappiness and the whole like blended and the whole like little cigar thing. I don't know if he's talking about taco. It sounded more like a burrito, but
okay.
I will say that crunchy tacos have the advantage that there's no risk for sogginess. Or there is, but it would require more time. Whereas the soft taco will get soggy faster. Spillage, as in dripping, I think one would get more drippiness from a soft taco than a crunchy taco. Then there's the crispy factor, the crunch, the freshness aspect to it.
The audio of it. Absolutely. I love that. The audio, the crunch.
I feel like to me, you risk the soggy factor with soft tacos, where with crunchy,
they're born that way.
you know, like they're just crunchy and fresh. And
what are you putting in? What are you putting in a crunchy crispy
well,
taco?
Well, then again,
too much effort.
But then again, like with a crunchy taco, if the shell's flavorful, you don't have to put a lot, and you're already having a fun snack. You can have a Dorito shell crunchy. You can have a semi-crunch.
Oh, there we go.
Whereas with the soft, it's just soft, dull tortilla, like bland.
But those are chips. You're describing chips now.
Lots of flavor.
Tortilla chips.
Manolo, you had your time, Manolo.
And so basically, there's more variety when it comes to picking the shell. There's less leakiness and sogginess. That's it. I think that's pretty good.
There is nothing wrong with leaky or soggy, okay?
Sandra, resting her case, getting into crispy tacos being the perfect vehicle for flavor. That's right. Those Dorito shells are filled with flavor. Yeah, you can have a spinach soft tortilla, but do you ever really taste spinach in the spinach soft
right,
tortilla?
Right, it lets the filling be the star, not the clothing.
I hear you. And you know soggy, this one's debatable. That's what we're doing, having a debate.
There's nothing wrong with soggy.
But soft tortillas, I think what Sandra's saying is that soft tortillas are born soggy. They're born soggy. I don't know. That is
But at least
the
you know
first...
what you're getting. Soft. That is soft goes.
Potential
hard
leakage.
Goes soft very quickly.
Said no one ever.
You can save that for your rebuttal, please.
All right, here we go. Now it is time for the rebuttals. Don't hold anything back. This, I have a feeling, is going to be very easy for both of you.
I can trash talk. Yes.
You can trash talk. Doesn't matter how awkward it gets. Listen, if you want to make it familial and personal, that's totally up to you. If you want to bring back whatever happened at that Thanksgiving dinner 2 years ago, it's time that you can do it. Manolo, you're going to go first. Your two-minute rebuttal starts now.
All right. Well, aside from the authenticity factor, because we all know that hard-shell tacos are not Mexican, but it's fine. They can still be delicious. My problem with hard-shell tacos is that, number one, they're a menace to your mouth. They're dangerous. You bite into that hard shell, you get splintered shards of sharp tortillas. Have you ever had your gums stabbed by a tortilla chip? It's
yes.
the worst.
Yes.
The worst. So then you have that in your mouth going on. You've got this pain in your gum. The taco in your hand has crumbled, because that's what happens with these hard shell tacos. They never keep their shape. They just break in your hand. It's like trying to eat like a crystal glass as the glass is pulverizing itself in your palm. That's one thing. Everything falls out, and then you have these like... And then invariably, it always splits at the bottom. So it becomes basically like a sandwich kind of situation when you're eating it sideways, trying to not drip all over your new Abercrombie & Fitch jeans that you bought at Century City Shopping Mall, you know, or on your white shirt. And then let's talk about the actual structure of the tortilla. They're usually what? Corn, right? So they're like they're like a weird yellow color. They're spotty. You need like a special holder to serve them in, because you can't serve them on their sides, because the whole thing will spill out anyway. It's a mess. I
feel like this is an emotional rebuttal.
I have been
victimized
by hard shell tortillas my whole life.
I can say whoever you are out this mythical person who's at the Grove in their Abercrombie and Fitch.
Sometimes the shells are just too hard.
Oh, that's of course getting out of
you
control.
Can focus on the fried aspect.
This I know is where
ooh,
chalupa.
What is a chalupa?
Chalupa is like a fried burrito.
I thought that was a chimichanga.
Oh, that is a chimichanga, but so is a chalupa. Yeah.
What's
so
a gordita?
It's the same thick tortilla, but not fried, like pan seared.
Whoa. You are an expert on this topic.
Why do I know so much?
Crystal,
I don't know.
Is it my turn to
All right, Sandra,
defend?
You have now, yep, you have two minutes to go.
All right.
Full send on why soft tacos are soft.
So.
Limpy, drab, I don't know. 2 minutes, starts now.
You know, I like my tacos hard. I don't like limp and soft when it comes to tacos and other stuff. But also, I'm not defending super hardcore, rock hard tacos. I'm talking about crunchy, hard tacos. Not like charred in your gums, because I've been a victim of that as well. Mm. So when it comes to crunchy, fun, fresh, they're better because there's less mess, as in dripping. You know, you're more likely to have drippage in your hand from a soft taco. And there are actually multiple choices when it comes to tortilla, not just corn. You can actually have flour, crunchy tacos.
Yes.
You can.
And yuca. They make them from yuca.
And you can make yuca and you can fry them. And isn't a tostada a crunchy taco?
Yeah. I mean, it's a crunchy tortilla, yeah.
So, yeah, it's just like, it's more of a fresh, vibrant, exciting. It takes more effort. It makes you eat less because you're tired of chewing.
Mm. Would you say that you can...
Tired of chewing? You can go for a hard shell taco? What?
You can make more shapes with a crispy shell.
Yes, you can make more shapes with a crispy shell.
Because it can be a tostada.
And you can have more diversity when it comes to the shell as well. Mm. You can make it plain Jane.
Right.
Or you can go full on like Juanita La del Barrio on that shell.
Okay. The obviously we're talking about like, you know, Mexican, but like I think Nobu has like tiny little hard shell tuna tacos.
My God. Oh,
those are pretty spectacular. Yeah, those are good.
Manolo, you're presenting a side of the case now for your
you know, I have a devil's advocate. Shades of gray.
I get it.
Yeah, listen, you know, the court is going to allow that. The poke sort of taco that can
but only
enjoyed.
Finger size.
Right,
you know,
but you have to have that in a hard shell.
Yes.
Okay, listen, this court has heard a lot about soft and crispy shelled tacos. A lot to think about. I'm going to go retire to my chambers, and when I come back, we will have a verdict. We'll be right back.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, we are back in food court. It's Sandra and Manolo. We're arguing crispy and soft tacos. This court has thought long and hard about this decision. I spent a few moments in the chambers. Lot to discuss right here. But before I deliver my verdict and break the hearts of one of you, but also millions of people out there who are fans of soft or crispy shell tacos, give me some final thoughts that could persuade me to think in a different way. Manolo, what do you have to tell the court here? Final couple sentences.
Soft is safe. Safe is health. That's all I have to say.
Okay, there it is. Sandra, what do you have to say about that? What does this court need to know about crispy tacos?
Crunchy's adventurous, and adventure is fun.
And so you get
there it is. And that is a sentence or two. I'm not quite sure either of those changed my mind. But I think we are left here with this court, myself, the judge, the jury, the whatever you want to call it, the person who's making the decision, me, Richard Blaze. Is it safety versus dangerous? I mean, lots of great points. Sandra coming in strong, letting us know that you get the texture contrast of the crispy shell, that you can put more flavor in a crispy shell, whether it's by whatever oil you fried it in or making a like a Dorito or a spice shell. It's a vehicle for flavor, texture contrast. Manolo really just dropping a lot of great, the crispy taco trapdoor. I never really thought about the fact that, yes, we've all had the crispy taco trapdoor happen. Everything falls out the bottom. You're eating it sideways. It gets a little weird. And God forbid you bought that nice shirt at Abercrombie & Fitch. Manolo let us know. And now you got juice all over it. It's a crazy world, and it is a dangerous one. And part of that danger could be crispy tacos. This court has thought about it.
I object.
What is your objection?
I just wanted to say that. I watched My Cousin Vinny yesterday,
Your objection is overruled. This court has found in favor in the case of Soft Taco, a family feud. This court will side in favor of Soft Tacos.
Ah! The truth shall set you free.
All tacos being delicious, it really was at the end of the day. I prefer crispy tacos. They do deliver more flavor. But the whole trap door, the imagery there.
The charred glass.
The charred
really
glass.
Got him.
Who got
Richard.
I did not think that
his
crispy tacos.
His gums were bleeding in his mind.
I have kids. They have to be safe. Yeah. And like that, you made the point for soft tacos. Sandra, you're not. We're just going to still hang out, right? I hope one day on the red carpet or something
that.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I'll bring snacks. We'll do this again.
I eat everything except raisins.
You got to take hard shell tacos.
Now, listen,
that on the carpet.
Tough decision here in the court. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Richard Blaze, and I have been your judge and jury. You can find Manolo on Instagram at Manolo Gonzalez Vergara, one word, and at Canini by Baguette, also one word, for his line of dog accessories for your dogs. For more Sandra, you can find her on Instagram at Sandra Vergara, one, and on Twitter at Sandra.
Sandra Vergara, O-N-E.
Got it. For more Sandra, you can find her on Instagram at Sandra Vergara, O-N-E, and on Twitter at Sandra_Vergara. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. You're both
amazing.
Thank
you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
I'm starving.
Let's go get some tacos.
Oh, the trail is right across the street.
Trail tacos.
What do you think, everyone? Did I get it right or did I get it wrong? Some of you like soft tacos. Some of you like crispy tacos. I know. I can't figure out how to do things sometimes. You want to tell me that I got it wrong? I know that you do all the time. And you can comment on Instagram at foodcourtpod. And you can find me across social media at Richard Blaze, except on TikTok, where it's Richard Blaze Official. Food Court is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm Richard Blaze. My producer is Crystal Bamahi. Food Court was created by Christopher Hasiotis. The rest of my Food Court clerks are Jonathan Dressler, David Wasserman, and Jasmine Blaze. And the theme song, As Amazing As It is by Jason Neesmith. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Food Court with Richard.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.